Coming up on KUCB News, graffiti appears on a Mount Ballyhoo bunker, and lawmakers move one step closer to a state income tax. Stay tuned.
Local News is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Monday, April 17th, 2017. #722life Morgan Thugs. That statement has been splashed across the side of a World War II bunker in Unalaska, leaving some residents outraged on social media. KUCB went searching for the responsible graffiti artist. On a rare sunny day in March, Dimitri Dane hiked up the backside of Mount Ballyhoo, where military structures from World War II still look out over the Bering Sea.
It's amazing. You can see the mountain range over there, you can see Hog Island, and the bunkers over there are on the very edge of the cliff.
As a landscape photographer, Dane says it's one of the best views in Unalaska, but as he walked out to the bunker on the farthest bluff, he came across something not so beautiful.
I was very surprised to see that the bunker at the very end had a lot of graffiti on there.
Tagging isn't unusual on the island, even for historic structures like bunkers and barracks. But these big black letters were spray painted on the outside of the bunker, not inside like most graffiti. Dane snapped a photo of the tag, posted it on Facebook, and watched as the comments poured in.
I got a lot of angry people, not at me, but a lot of them were angry towards the supposed people who wrote it on there.
No one's really sure who tagged the bunker, but the graffiti provides some clues. It reads, #722life Morgan Thugs.
It felt like a punch in the gut when you see that it has a Coast Guard tag on it.
That's Carlin Enlow, director of the Unalaska Convention and Visitors Bureau. She saw the photo online and drew the same conclusion as a lot of commenters, that the bunker was defaced by crew members of the Coast Guard cutter Morgenthau, designated number 722. For years, the cutter has stopped in Unalaska on patrol in the Bering Sea, protecting marine resources and helping with search and rescue. For Enlow, that mission makes the tag even harder to stomach.
It's a group of people who are supposed to serve and protect us. And, you know, all these questions come to mind. You know, obviously, just why? Why would you do that?
The Morgenthau's commanding officer looked into the matter after KUCB requested comment. The extent of the Coast Guard's investigation is unclear, but officials say there's, quote, no information available to confirm if crew members are responsible. In the past, the landowning company has given Coast Guard crews permission to paint the names and numbers of their vessels on blast shields decorating the side of Mount Ballyhoo, where the military stashed munitions during the war. Unalaska Corporation CEO Chris Saltz says the Native Corporation has almost had a good relationship with the Coast Guard, and he's not up in arms over this new piece of graffiti. But he says the corporation will pay to have the bunker cleaned this summer in an effort to preserve the area's historical integrity. The Coast Guard announced today that the Morgenthau is being decommissioned after nearly 50 years of service. The State Department is taking control of the cutter and may grant it to a friendly foreign government under the Foreign Assistance Act. For now, Coast Guard officials say other vessels will take over the Morgenthau's mission in the Bering Sea. Several small earthquakes shook the area around Bogoslaw Volcano on Saturday, prompting scientists to raise its alert level to an intermediate watch. Bogoslaw hasn't erupted in over a month, but officials with the Alaska Volcano Observatory say seismic activity over the weekend has increased the likelihood of another explosion. Before going quiet last month, the Eastern Aleutian Volcano had erupted 37 times since mid-December. Scientists say they're keeping a close eye on Bogoslaw because it's hard to tell when an eruption is really over. An air traffic controller in Anchorage has been honored for helping a pilot land his disabled jet on St. Paul Island. As APRN's Casey Grove reports, Jessica Erb has earned the highest recognition from the National Air Traffic Controllers Association.
This is radio communication from last summer between air traffic controller Jessica Erb and a Marine Corps F-18 pilot. Erb was at her workstation in the Anchorage Air Route Traffic Control Center when the call came in. The jet had lost one of its engines. It was low on fuel, and the pilot needed to land quick.
You can just tell his voice was starting to go up in pitch just a little bit. He was very, very professional, but you could tell there was some panic there.
The pilot's first thought was to try to land at King Salmon, 550 miles away. But Erb says it was too far and the weather was socked in there. That's when she realized tiny little St. Paul had a runway long enough for the fighter jet, and it was less than 100 miles away. Erb says she told the pilot to turn towards St. Paul.
Yeah, needle in the haystack, I think. The only viable airport in the entire Bering Sea that he could have landed at that day that had the conditions he needed to get on the ground.
We'll save you the anxiety Erb and the pilot, Captain Jesse Zimmerman, felt that day. He made it, avoiding a crash in the Bering Sea or the loss of an expensive jet. Since then, Zimmerman and his family have written Erb to say how thankful they are for her lightning-fast decision-making. Erb also recently won the Archie League Medal of Safety Award. Each of the Federal Aviation Administration's 9 regions nominates someone for the award every year, and there's only one winner. But Erb says the family's thanks for her help is the best reward.
His parents especially that said, "We're so glad that Jesse is here with us today because of you." There's nothing more special than that, to receive something from the family that loves him.
In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.
The House passed a bill Saturday that would bring a state income tax to Alaska for the first time in 37 years. A single person with no children earning $40,000 a year would pay about $600 under the tax. Meanwhile, a married couple with 2 children and $100,000 in income would pay about $1,500. House Speaker Bryce Edgman, a Democrat from Dillingham, says the bill, titled the Education Funding Act, is necessary to prevent rural Alaska from suffering.
The way I view it, we do a partial plan this year, we're going to cut the like amount next year and probably the year after. And we really are going to see a lot of schools shutting down. Where are those students going to go?
But Representative Dan Sadler, a Republican from Eagle River, says the income tax would harm the private sector.
Let's call this for what it is. It is income redistribution. It's taking from the haves and giving to the have-nots.
Governor Bill Walker praised the House for passing the bill as part of their plan to balance the budget. The income tax would close a quarter of the gap between what the state spends and what it raises. The bill now faces a difficult path in the state Senate, where leaders oppose the tax. Senate President Pete Kelly says it'll receive a fair hearing, but he also says the idea of taxing working Alaskans during a recession is, quote, absurd on its face. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.